And let's take a deeper look at President-elect Trump's decision to appoint Steve Bannon his chief strategist. Bannon, again, was executive chair of Breitbart News, which has been called the mothership of the alt-right and a message board for white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and misogyny. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And let's start with Breitbart, founded by Andrew Breitbart in 2007, in part because he said he wanted a pro-Israel media outlet. He died in 2012. There were reportedly internal fights over the tone of the site. And now you have a former Breitbart writer, Ben Shapiro, saying Breitbart is a movement shot through with racism and anti-Semitism. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the one thread of consistency from the late Andrew Breitbart's founding of the site was the idea that the conservative media was too much in step with the establishment and with the Republican Party, and that the media itself was enmeshed in the establishment, and it kind of all got intertangled. And he said, let's take the narrative away. What Breitbart has become is, in some ways, a place – look, it's not Stormfront, right, the white racist website. But there's a lot of stuff there that is deeply offensive to people of color, to Latinos,
to women.
Of their lead columnists said, you know, that feminism is cancer. You know, there's just a series of ways in which they incite certain kinds of essentially bigotry. And, you know, when I talked to Kurt Bardella, he used to be he's a former Capitol Hill staffer who works as a used to work as the PR strategist and consultant for Breitbart. And he said it was by design to stir up the portion of Breitbart's readership that was essentially racist or essentially bigoted and stir them up to both make their writings viral and get involved on their message boards, but also to put pressure on conservative members of Congress to be more conservative and to be more nationalist and to be more anti-immigrant. And you can go down a list of issues. But that this is very much not a bug, but very much part of the design of Breitbart under Steve Bannon are these kinds of rhetoric that many people understandably find very hateful.
Well, here's a headline. People have talked about this one headline from just this past August, heat of the campaign. Bill Kristol, Republican spoiler, renegade Jew. You know, that's both the anti-Semitism, but also, as you say, throwing down a gauntlet to the old Republican media.
Well, and Republican Guard, you know, yeah. Bill Kristol came into the sort of public view as the chief of staff for Dan Quayle when he was vice president. And Kristol, obviously, part of the conservative establishment media. But the idea of renegade Jew, making that a noun, making that the point of the headline, you know, and a renegade somehow, that he's not entitled to his own thoughts, and the kinds of truly hateful anti-Semitic in particular and anti-women in particular imagery and rhetoric being pointed at many journalists or other critics of Donald Trump in the course of this campaign by people who are of this sort of alt-right movement who are find themselves a hospitable home, if nothing else, on the pages of Breitbart.com. You know, it's a deeply disturbing connection for many people. You know, I've experienced a small taste of it. Our colleagues and many others have experienced it in much worse ways.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we talked about Breitbart, but I was surprised how many people on social media last night didn't really know what the alt-right was. And it's being discussed, you know, the phrase is being used as if everyone understands. What is the alt-right?
Well, the idea is that the idea of this is that it's the alternative right. It's in somehow the conservatives have been failed, true conservatives and true patriots and true nationalists have been failed by Republicans, and that they need to step outside of that and be this disruptive force. And folded into that is, to my mind, a lot of truly hateful groups, some of them sort of coalescing nebulously on social media, 4chan, using Twitter, using other social media outlets to both get their messages out and to try to enforce some sort of a retribution on those who take critical lines. And they have embraced both Breitbart and also the Trump candidacy in ways that, you know, Trump, until really the interview broadcast last night on 60 Minutes, has taken pains not to disassociate himself from. Mm-hmm. The reason that Steve Bannon is in the White House is that he serves as a liaison to this part that's by no means the majority of Trump voters, but certainly this significant and important part of the Trump coalition that helped him to win in the key states that pushed him, propelled him to victory last week.
Well, a lot of people are saying, Wesley Lowry from The Washington Post tweeted last night, it's journalistic malpractice if next interviews with Bannon don't include questions about if he still hates Jews. But also, quick question as we wrap here, will Bannon use Breitbart as the White House newspaper, maybe banning other papers?
Well, there's that question, right? I mean, Donald Trump definitely used a lot of the mainstream media to be able to campaign in a way that meant he didn't have to spend the kind of money a conventional campaign might require. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, his favorite news outlets are places like the National Enquirer and Breitbart. And I think you'll see that less as a place that he only turns to offer news, but also that Steve Bannon will use that as an enforcement mechanism against those Republicans who don't embrace a nationalist agenda from Donald Trump's administration.
David Folkenflik, thanks as always.